Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Adults Only, written and read by Morris Gleitzman. Be sure to visit our website at www.belinda.com. Details of other available and forthcoming Belinda audiobook releases can be found at the end of this recording. Now here is your narrator, Morris Gleitzman, reading Adults Only.
My dedication reads, For Brendan and Maisie McCall. Chapter 1. Jake gripped his bat and stared across the ping-pong table at Crusher. Crusher stared back, not moving a muscle. Or a tattoo. The scar on the side of Crusher's face didn't even twitch. The pine trees towering over them creaked with nervous tension. Jake kept his expression blank so Crusher couldn't see what he was thinking. Please, hit this one back. It's not ping-pong if you don't hit it back. Crusher's eyes were black and dull. Poor bloke, thought Jake. Must feel awful being slaughtered by a kid. Jake crouched over the table and did the gentlest serve he could, straight at Crusher's furry tummy. He held his breath. So did the seagulls hovering overhead. So did the crabs watching from the rocks. For a second, the ball looked as though it was heading for the centre of Crusher's bat. Then a breeze wafted in off the sea, and the ball started to curve away. Go for it, yelled Jake desperately. He knew that wasn't fair. You shouldn't shout things like that in ping-pong. Not when you were playing with someone like Crusher. The ball drifted past the edge of Crusher's bat and plopped onto the sand. The crabs groaned. So did the pine trees. Jake's insides felt heavier than all the rocks and boulders.